Parashat Bamidbar, which always comes out the Shabbat before Shavuot, there's a fascinating Rav Chaim Palachi in the Sefer Tochachat Chaim, and his theme in the parasha is, of course, the importance of studying Torah and preparing for the holiday of Shavuot. So he lists, and it's very good to see if somebody has time, he lists about 20 or 21 different pieces of advice that one should tell his children in order they should follow. And each one is very applicable, very practical. But I think the first one that he says can actually put a lot of us into a depression. The rabbi says you have to tell your children the importance of learning, and you have to set for them a certain seder for the limud, a certain order that they should learn and accomplish in the course of a year. So he says, "Lo ya'avor milmot kol achaf dalet bechol shana." First of all, minimum equipment. They have to go through the 24 books of the Tanakh every year. The Tikkunim, which is obviously a piece of the Zohar in the month of Elul and Tishrei. Every day, Chok Yisrael. They have to finish the Perasha, of course, weekly with Rashi and Shnai Mikra v'Had Targum. Within a two-year cycle, they have to finish Hilchot De'ot and Hilchot Talmud Torah of the Rambam. After Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat, they must read Musar from the books Reshit Chochmah. Once they finish it, they go on to the next book, Menorat HaMaor, then they go on to Shevet Musar, then Kaba Yashar, then Lev David, then Chovot HaLevavot, then the Shnei Luchot HaBerit. As they finish the book, they go on to the Orchot Tzadikim, etc. Then he says, when they sit down at the table, they should read before they eat at least three se'ifim in the Shulchan Aruch on Shabbat, of course, Elchot Shabbat, and that's if he is learning, if he's a learning boy. However, if the fellow chooses to go out to business, he says that he should not go out to work until he finishes all the Ein Yaakov of the day, which is the stories of the Gemara from the Babli and the Yerushalmi. There's a certain book that has it split up into the days. And he should finish the Me'am Lo'ez every week. He has to read Sefer Ma'alot Tamidot. And he should not, I'll quote his words in Hebrew, Ve'lo ya'avor shanam mililmod ha-zohar ha-kadosh kulo. He's a businessman. He should see to it that he finishes the entire Zohar every year. Umat tov, and better if he could make the siyum on Lag BaOmer, that would be the best item. V'chein b'chol shana tizeh lashtim midrash rabbah u'midrash tanhuma. He has to finish all the midrash. The midrash rabbah and the midrash tanhuma. He's a businessman. U'masichtot ketanot. And the small masichtot in Shas. Perek ehad b'chol Shabbat. Just to finish one perek every Shabbat.
He's lenient.
And then, of course, to check your tefillin and check your mezuzot in the proper time, and to check your talit before you put it on. That was the last will and testament that Rav Chaim Palachi held, that you have to give your children before one passes on. The reason why it can bring us to depression is because the level of the rabbi of 350 years ago was so high that this was all expected to be done in one year's time. If a person can accomplish this in a lifetime today, he'd be considered the Gaon be Israel. So you see over here how much is expected from a person, how much a person potentially can accomplish. It's talking about the children over here. And therefore, we have to, before the holiday of Shavuot, take the rabbi's Musar. Just when you think that you're learning enough and that you've reached your maximum, it's obviously there's an endless amount of potential and time, it seems, that's out there in order to do much more. And that's a big Musar before Shavuot.